Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
But I think we got to change the mood here slightly first. Yeah.
The weather outside is frightful.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Frightful. Yes, it is frightful because a weather advisory still remains in place for the whole of Ireland today as Met Eireann issue a weather warning for heavy snow in one part of the country. And I even heard in England, by the way, in London particularly, I think, they're expecting 4 inches of snow. I believe right now as we speak it's snowing in Donegal. And the man to give us all the information is Cathal Nolan, from the Irish Weather Channel. Good afternoon to you, Cathal.
A very good morning, Niall. How are you?
Is there going to be snow or what?
There will be snow, certainly. That is true. However, it's not likely to be very widespread. That's the issue.
Are we looking at that kind of wetty snow? That horribly horrible
stuff. At the moment, it's that kind of wetty, sleety snow, certainly at lower levels.
My mother used to say that years ago. The rain, it's very wet rain today, isn't it? So it's not going to stick on the ground, is what you're telling me.
It doesn't look like it's going to stick on the ground in too many places. Really, it looks like around about above 200, 250 metres. Here, there's a chance that the snow will stick as those temperatures are just a little bit lower.
Yep.
Closer to the ground, they're just not quite that low at the moment. Certainly, it still is early winter. There still is a little bit of warm, certainly, in the ground. And that does have an impact then, of course, upon any snow that does actually fall. It tends to turn back to sleet just before it hits the ground. So it doesn't look like to be widespread snow, but certainly in some parts, some of the higher ground, certainly there will.
I mean, there has to be a specific set of circumstances for it to snow. And I always remember this. We used to talk about this years ago as kids and everything. So it's not actually at freezing point. So with 0 degrees, is that like too cold for snow? Does it have to be slightly above zero? What way does that work?
There's not necessarily a temperature that's too cold for snow per se, but certainly the temperature needs to be ideally below about 3 degrees Celsius on the ground before you have any realistic chance of seeing snow. So across the country at the moment, temperatures are ranging between around about 2 degrees in the north to around about...
Well, that's what my car, yes, my car told me this morning, because I get a beep on my car if it goes below 3 degrees. So it was below 3 degrees this morning. It was about 2.5 degrees this morning coming in from Swords. But it looks like the north of the country might get a little bit of snow. Donegal are getting a bit of snow as we speak. In London, they're talking about 4 inches of snow over the next few days. That seems to be a fairly serious situation there, but people do get excited about the snow. That's what it is, Cathal. And I suppose in our lives at the moment, we've very little to be getting excited about. So snow is just one of them. And you know, the argument that, oh, well, Niall, it'll bring the country to a standstill, but the country's at a standstill anyway, so that won't make a huge amount of difference, I don't think, at the moment. I mean, does it look like we're going to... I mean, the long-range forecast for this winter, of course, there's always the Paddy Power bet for Christmas Day, whether it'll snow at Dublin Airport. But, I mean, what's the long-term forecast? Are we going to have a cold winter, or is it going to be a reasonably mild winter?
It's difficult to say. I suppose, really, when we try to look at a long-term picture, we try to look at more long-term trends, let's say, or kind of various features that kind of develop within our meteorology, within our climatology over a given year. This particular year, we are likely to experience a pretty moderate to strong La Nina event. So it's the opposite to an El Nino event. It's something that happens in the Pacific Ocean, but it certainly has impacts on our weather right across the world. When we see La Nina years, we tend to see our coldest conditions during the winter occurring during the first half of the winter. So certainly through the month of December, possibly into the first half of January. That seems to be the situation this year. So if we are going to see snow this year, it certainly will be during the month of December and probably into the first half of January.
Because the really bad snowstorms that we've got over the last 20 or 30 years, and we've had about 3 big sessions of snow over the last 20 years or so, they tend to happen around February or so for some reason.
That has been the case, yeah. Certainly, I suppose, if we kind of cast our minds back to the beast from the east, let's say Storm Emma, that certainly was towards the very end of February, even indeed it lasted into early March. And then
1981 was the big... Do you remember 1981 or 82? There was a
1982,
oh.
January 1982.
Yeah, I remember it well. My sister got married the day that it happened. And I remember, that's how I know I remember it so well. But the snow was literally 2 or 3 foot deep. It was incredible.
It was incredible, yeah, that certainly was the case.
And that was February again.
February again, and even if we go further back in time, if we look at 1963 and 1947, both those winters were exceptionally cold. They really only started to get cold around about the start of January, but they persisted right up to and including into the month of April, so they were truly exceptional winters. Mm-hmm. But again, it was during the second half of the winter. So this year, at the moment, it looks like it would be the first half of the winter that probably has the highest.
Which would be similar to, didn't we have one around 2012 or maybe 2009? Was it about 2009? Did we have a bad one before Christmas? I remember.
Correct. Yeah. Again, Niall. So 2009, 2010, we had two particularly cold winters there. And again, it was pretty much November, December that we saw the coldest conditions on those two occasions. So,
right, okay. I'll have to remember those words. What are those words again? El Nino, is it?
So El Nino is the typical one that we see, but we're experiencing the La Nina this year. So it's an opposite effect.
Right, okay. I'll have to remember those words. That's good, Kyle. All right, so I won't be going out and throwing snowballs at my producer later on, most likely. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah. If you go into the Dublin Mountains, the Wicklow Mountains, maybe you have a chance, Niall.
All right. Well, look, lovely talking to you, Kyle. We'll catch up with you again. Kyle Nolan from the Irish Weather Channel. We're all getting excited here today, thinking we were going to have snowball fights this afternoon. It doesn't look like that's going to be the case at all, unless you're going to be scraping it off the top of cars, maybe, or something like that. So when it does snow, what he's suggesting is most likely it'll be fairly light, and it's probably not going to stick because the ground temperature is probably not cold enough yet. But you never know. It could be happening soon. And, you know, it's not going to damage the country too much, to be honest with you.